Hey guys, Dan here with the Viewing Globe Podcast. You can find me at Twitter at the Viewing Globe Pod. Actually, at Viewing Globe Pod. You will be at the bottom of the screen and in the description as well. And today we'll be reviewing the third episode of the first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Episode's name is Teamwork. I think you can guess what this episode's main lesson is. Anyway, it starts off with Angel Grove High School. It's actually, I think, the first time so far that we see Angel Grove High School. And we get Trini and Kim trying to bring awareness about pollution coming from the town dump. Now, I guess this was before they had landfills and stuff, because there's literally just piles of garbage like you would always see on TV, which I've never actually seen in real life. I'm sure they probably exist somewhere, but I've always just seen landfills that look like giant green hills. Anyway, in comes Mr. Kaplan. Now, I don't think we've talked about Mr. Kaplan before, but he's one of my favorite characters, mainly because he wears a wig. And it's a very, very bad wig. And it doesn't really match his hair color, which I think just adds to how great it is. It doesn't happen in this episode, unfortunately, but probably 80% of the time you see Mr. Kaplan, that wig comes off somehow. So look forward to that if you guys are watching along with me. Anyway, after he praises them for bringing awareness to the pollution, it cuts to Rita saying that she's going to use the pollution to take out the Power Rangers or something like that. I'm not quite sure how she does that in this episode, but they use the pollution. Anyway, after that, cuts back to Trini and Kimberly, and the boys come up, Zach, Billy, and Jason, and they ask them to sign the petition. Of course they do, and they ask them if they want to come help them after school, bringing the petition over to the owners of the dump, so this way they can see if they can change their minds and get something done about all the pollution. Jason has a legitimate excuse. He has a karate class that he needs to teach at the Angel Grove Youth Center. And he teaches a bunch of little kids and things like that. So, obviously, that's important. Keep kids off the street. They have a youth center. It's important to them. And he's doing a good public service. And it's important to teach kids the responsibility of having a job. You just can't hang out with your friends all the time. Move on to Billy. Billy's president of, and I wrote this down, he is president of the Science Fair Committee. It's the first meeting that they've had so far, and he can't be late to it or just not attend it. So, obviously, he has to go to it. Another previous legitimate engagement that he already has. Now, if they were doing something Power Ranger related, obviously, they would jump in and that would supersede everything. But, you know, this seems pretty normal. It's just elective after-school activities. They're concerned about pollution. Jason has his class. Billy has a science fair, but then Zach kind of says lyingly. Now, they all kind of say this in a lying type tone, but Zach's lying was very, very bad. He's like, Alpha wanted to talk to me, so yeah, can't make it. And then Trini, like, instantly doesn't believe him, but she's civil about it. She's like, okay, well, I hope it's really important for you guys. It would have been nice to have you with us. She's putting the screws on them kind of early off in the series. So I thought that was a pretty funny reaction from her. Kimberly was just like, whatever, it's fine. Kind of disappointed, but it is what it is. You guys have stuff. In come Bulk and Skull. The guys leave. In come Bulk and Skull. And they're bullying people about littering. They're throwing stuff on the floor. Some kid picks up their can, throws in the recycling. They dump all the trash on the floor, make a giant mess. And obviously, Trini and Kimberly are opposed to this because they are anti-pollution and they're just throwing stuff all over the floor, which isn't even just a pollution problem. That's just a straight-up manners and cleanliness problem. But anyway, they get like super aggressive and they just kind of like put the garbage can on the floor, like on its side, and start rolling it towards Kimberly. Now, in no way was this going fast or in an aggressive manner. They were speaking aggressive, but the garbage can was just rolling towards her. She busts out a gymnastics flip over the garbage can and lands between Balkan Skull. A little unnecessary, but it looked kind of cool. Then it moves on to some weird stuff. Balkan Skull gets super duper aggressive and almost go to assault. Basically, they go to assault her. They go to run in and like get her, and she does another backflip, and they go in and end up hugging each other, which was the moment this episode. And they're like, ew. And they push each other back, and they land inside two recycling bins each. And of course, they're stuck in there. And Trini's like, looks like we have to take out the trash. Then after that, it cuts back to Rita. Rita's like, oh wait, I'm sorry, I skipped something. The girls go to the dump, I guess, because they're actually legitimately taking out the trash and not talking about Book and Skull. They're walking in the dump by themselves, and Rita's looking at them from a distance through her telescope. And she's like, oh, they're all by themselves. I'm going to send the putties. So she sends the putties to attack them. Then Trini and Kim start fighting them, and they start doing a really, really good job. Like, they sent like six putties, and up until now, the full team of five has not dealt very, very well with the putties. They slowly were learning their teamwork, but they've always had to morph to take care of them, except for the weird windmill situation of last episode. Anyway, they're doing pretty good. It cuts over to Zach, and just to show him what he's doing, and he's teaching Alpha how to dance. Now, I'm under the impression that Alpha asked him how to dance, or how to do the hip-hop keto, but he really wasn't doing any keto. He was kind of just dancing. So Alpha's trying to do his or her little dance thing, if you want to attribute a gender to Alpha, who's a robot. And Viewing Globe pops up. They see that they're being attacked, and they're doing a really, really bad job now. They're losing to the putties. So you're like, huh, how did they just start losing to the putties out of nowhere? They were doing amazing. They call Building Jason over to the command center. Zordon's like, you guys got to go help out Kimberly and Trini. It's really, really important. And then out of nowhere comes the Minotaur. The monster of this episode is a Minotaur. What that has to do with pollution, I don't know how that plan attributes to Rita using pollution to tear them apart, unless it was a polluted teamwork orientated thing. But whatever, that's fine. So boys have to go fight the Minotaur now. Girls are by themselves. Girls, cuts back to the girls. Girls easily defeat the putties. So I'm not sure why they were struggling there for like 30 seconds, but they easily defeat the putties. And they're going to go over to help the boys with the Minotaur now. Boom. In comes Goldar. And he's brought another troop of putties. Girls morph. And now they're fighting Goldar and the putties. Which, I don't know, in my opinion, I think would be a little bit harder than the Minotaur. But I guess that's up for debate. I think Goldar is a lot stronger than people give him credit for. So they're fighting Goldar and the putties. Boys are struggling with the Minotaur. And it just gets to the point where Squat and Babu are kind of sneaking up behind the boys, and they start making an avalanche. At this point, the boys are morphed. They morphed the second they started fighting the Minotaur. So they start making, not an avalanche, but like a landslide, a rock slide. Stuff just starts falling down on top of them. They can't handle it. They call for Dinozord power. Mainly because Rita makes the Minotaur big out of nowhere. Usually she waits for there to be a struggle, but not this time. She just went and straight made him giant. They go giant, and they call over the girls, like, you gotta get over here now. We don't care about Goldar. Bye, Goldar. We don't see him for the rest of the episode, basically. At this point, it's actually really cool, and it's something that they don't do a lot. I think I've only remember a few more episodes where just the small Zords, not the Megazord, small Zords start fighting with the monster, the Minotaur. So that's kind of cool because you get to see the Sabertooth Tiger and the Mastodon, and, you know, I'm not going to go over all of them, but they start fighting. And it's really cool because you get to see them on screen shooting at them, firing their cannons, and you really don't get to see that a lot. And I know I've already said it's cool a few times, but it was pretty cool. They decide that that's not really working though, and they go for Megazord. Now, not Megazord battle mode where it's like the big giant robot guy, but they go for tank mode. At this point, they kind of reverted back to not having the power crystals. So they get those, I think, in the next episode or a few episodes on. But for right now, they just have tank mode. And it's doing okay, but it's kind of just knocking him down and he's getting right back up. So he's kind of just no selling it, but it does have knocking down power. They decide, you know what, Megazord's not gonna work. Zordon calls them back and he's like, I'm gonna give you the power weapons. Now at this point, Zordon had mentioned the power weapons once before this, just saying, I think I'm gonna have to give them the power weapons. A minute later, I'm gonna give them the power weapons. So he gives them all the power weapons, and they're like, oh, this is awesome. They warp out of the fight, go warp back in. Now they have their power weapons. They each land one strike on the Minotaur each, and they seem to be working pretty well on him. Instantly, a glow starts coming from the power sword, and they're like, ooh, this is kind of cool. He's like looking at his sword. Zordon's like, you have to merge all the weapons together to make a giant power blaster and take out the monster. They do just that, make this huge, ridiculous gun that shoots like five laser beams at the monster, and it just explodes. Rita's upset. She's like, ah, you know, whatever. And this is basically the end of the episode. They go back to the high school. There's a huge mess. They clean up the mess, which I don't know why they got yelled at for not cleaning up the mess. Bulk and Skull made the mess. But for some reason, when they came back from the high school, Mr. Kaplan's like, why is this mess still here? Well, you didn't make the people who did it clean it up, and now you're making the Power Rangers do it. Zordon calls them up to congratulate them on a well-won victory over the Minotaur. And then Alpha starts dancing and explodes the control console. This episode was okay, but narrative-wise, it was pretty short. There wasn't really too much that happened. They defeated the monster. Usually, it's about 2 minutes before the end of the episode if they don't have too much story to take care of after. This episode, they beat the monster 4 minutes before episode, so it's a 2-minute difference, and they kind of just filled it with a cleaning montage. Again, these early episodes are very, very episodic, and you'll notice that I really didn't have too many story beats in this episode. It was very, very, obviously they're all the same length, but it felt short. The Minotaur was okay, but the plot line that pollution was the issue kind of really didn't make any sense because they just went to a dump once. And they didn't have any monster that actually used pollution against them. Later on in the series, they will have monsters that use pollution. So I wonder why they held off on using that and they just used the Minotaur instead. I feel like they could have possibly worked that into different story beats. But again, this is only the third episode. I don't know where in production they were. I don't know if they hit their strides yet or they knew exactly what direction they wanted to take this series. So those could be all reasons as to why this happened. Overall, it's an okay episode. The humor isn't there. It's just an okay episode. It's not, definitely not one of my favorites. If I had to give it a score, I'd probably give it 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5, around over there. It's not terrible, but it's just the filler for 20 minutes. Tell me, guys, what you think of this episode. Do you guys enjoy it? Do you think the monster is cool? The monsters always look cool, but it just didn't really. I feel like it didn't really put up any fight or anything. It is what it is. Thank you guys for watching. If you'd like to, please leave a comment and subscribe to my channel or my podcast. You can find me on iTunes and Castbox, as well as YouTube, where you can find this in video form. Thank you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye.